For your journey in life, you need direction from the Master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you because the Bible is real. Thank you because our life is changing. Thank you because you are bringing beauty out of us. Thank you because your word is true. Thank you because 2020 is not ending like that. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives. We give you all the praise, Jesus. Thank you for November. Thank you for everything that you are doing. Thank you for things that you are set to do. Thank you for what is yet done. We give you all the praise. Father, we magnify your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can take our seat. Praise God. God is faithful. Praise God. God is faithful. The word of God is real. Our seeking God is for nothing. It's not for nothing. Hallelujah. Everything we are doing is going to produce results. And I believe some of us have seen the results already, that seeking God pays. Hallelujah. Faithfulness to seeking God pays. When you are looking for God, it may look as if you're not making going far. Hallelujah. But gradually you will arrive. Your life will start changing gradually, gradually. If you only serve God well, you will never regret it. Are we together? Everybody that serves the devil regret it. If they have not regret it on earth, they will regret it soon. But it pays to serve God. Hallelujah. And when you serve God, when you are young, the dividend will come earlier than it expected. And you have made a wise choice to serve God. Hallelujah. Your presence tonight in God's presence will produce results in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, anytime we come here, most time I used to think for myself that I really wish that we can understand that coming to God every day has a benefit. Are we together? Hearing the word of God is changing us, changing our mindset, changing the way we think, changing the way we perceive. We are receiving dosages of God's presence. Are we together? Dosages. Nobody become bad in one day. We become bad gradually. Nobody become good in a day. We are being transformed and renewed. All together, the more you renewed you are and expose yourself to the word of God, the more better your life will become. Sometimes it doesn't look as if our life is changing, but it is changing. All together, it looks as if you are hearing the word of God. You are going to church Monday, Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. You are hearing the word of God. As if our life is not changing, but I want to assure you that in the realm of the spirit, something is changing. Are we together? Something is transforming our life. And one day you will look back and know that you are not where you used to be. Are we together? One day you look back and know that God has been good to us. Hallelujah. As we look at encounter in this month of November, I trust and I believe that something spectacular will happen in our life that will never be the same. Do you believe that? We will never be the same. Hallelujah. By the end of November, we will have been exposed, or encounters will have been activated, that we will never be the same. See, if you have ever met somebody that has joined the occult, the first day he was initiated, they come back after the initiation and they look as if they are the same. They wake up in the morning with bruises of the initiation. How do you get that? They don't know that something has happened to them, but as they wake up in that morning, their life has changed. They may not know physically as if nothing has them, but they have been changed in their spirit. And once change starts from your spirit, it manifests in the physical. Very soon they discover that they have strange appetite for women, strange appetite for evil, strange appetite for stealing, strange appetite for alcohol. Why? Because their spirit has been altered. Are we together? Now your spirit is being altered by the encounter of the word. You will begin to have strange appetite for the word of God, strange appetite for kindness, strange appetite for righteousness and holy living. All together. And then doors will begin to open to you. Now, God will not give you money when you start praying for money. He will change you before giving you money. All together. The negative doctor, when you go to him today and say, I need money, tomorrow you can start having money, because he doesn't care whether your money destroys you. But the Bible says, I wish above all things that you prosper, even as what?
Your soul prospereth, such that the more your mind is changing, the more your life is changing. Praise God. Because God will never give you more than you can carry. Because if God should give me a level of prosperity now, He will destroy me. You know that? Yes. There's a level of influence that if God should give you, He will destroy you because you cannot handle it. So the earlier you subject yourself to the word of God and He builds you, keep praying for money. God will not give you what you prayed for. He will give you what you can handle. Say with me, God will not give me what I prayed for alone. He will give me what I can handle. I pray that makes sense to you. Pray for how many years for money. If you cannot handle that money, God will never give you. Until you grow to the level you can handle it. Pray for 1 million naira, climb the mountain and do retreat for 1 million days. You will never get that money until your mind can handle that money. God will not give you a car if you cannot drive. Hope you know that. Can God give you a car if you cannot drive? No. He will never give you a car when you have a driver license. That's on the latter note anyway. But God will not give you a car if you cannot drive. Yes. Hallelujah. God will not give you a wife if you cannot take care of her. God will not give you a husband if you are not ready for marriage. God will not give you what? A good friend if you are not a good person. So God will give you what you can handle. God will not give you influence if you cannot handle influence. I cannot forget when I went to Redeem Camp. And I remember I was in front and I looked at the seat. If you have been to Redeem Camp, you will see seat like sand. You see, it was empty. People were not there. But when you see the seat, you cannot see the last seat on the back. I can remember God asked me, Jotham, if you have members like this, will you still be humble? I did not think to answer. I said no. To tell the truth, do you know what it means to have 1 million people listening to you? Then you will come out with your shoulder padded. Man of God, yes. When people that used to don't greet you, now when you don't greet, they don't know who you are. You are taking my grace for granted. Suddenly you become a man of God. But somebody like that, the other boy, can still kneel down with that level of influence. With billions in his account. You have 5,000 naira, you are proud. You have 100,000 naira, you are a big boy. You have 1 million naira, you buy iPhone 12 and move from your father's house. You cannot handle 1 million. Now, somebody has 5 billion in his account, dollars. And then he can kneel down and you will not even know you have that level of money. You see that you cannot handle 1 million dollars. That is not true. So God will keep you at that level. Till you grow when money has no influence over your life. I'll get out. So that's why most time I'm encouraged when I'm seeking God. I know that God is building me. Because one day He will commit what He's building to me. Praise the Lord. I believe very soon we'll look at developing capacity because God will never give you what you cannot handle. No matter how we pray for membership, God will never give us members we cannot handle. Until we grow. Because there are two kinds of growth, intrinsic and extrinsic. Intrinsic is internal growth. You are growing internally, but nothing is reflecting physically. But very soon, your environment will transform to be like your mind. Do you believe it? Now, believe me, you see the way this church is looking. If somebody has a better mindset with the same money, if he comes, this church will be looking better than this. If somebody has a lesser mindset than half, with the same money, this church will not be looking like this. This church is a reflection of my mindset. Are we understanding now? Yes. So I want you to believe that the word of God is working and your life is being changed. It may not look like you are changing, but believe me that you are changing. Hallelujah. Now today we'll be looking at becoming compatible for encounters. Part one. And then we'll be looking at prayers and fastings. Don't forget we have been looking at encounters in this month of November. And then I just discovered that we have 3 more meetings before the end of this month. So we'll be looking at becoming compatible for encounters. That is a way you become compatible for something. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If some people, when they finish a native doctor, they give them a particular drug or charm and say, begin to rub this, begin to swallow this for 7 days. What that charm is doing to them is making their mind. The whole church is looking different for me. To me. Has anything happened in the church? Hey, it's looking different to me. The glory of God. See the glory of God. Sincerely looking different. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Now, they begin to take those charms. It's making their spirit compatible for the demon to enter their spirit. I want to get that. There are things you do that you make yourself compatible for certain things. Example, if you want to receive dollars, what will you do? Want to receive dollars from somebody from USA, what will you do? What will you do? You don't know them, they're not even ready for dollars. What will you do? First of all, you open a domiciliary account. Is that not true? A foreign account that can receive dollars. Is that not true?
Yeah.
You're not ready for dollars yet. I make your mind to be ready. In Jesus' name. No, you cannot be here and be thinking in error. All of your mind be dollarized. In Jesus' name. One naira is equals to 365 naira. If you are thinking in naira, very soon your money will have no value. Real wealthy people talk in dollars. Hope you know that. $200. When you hear $200, I think it's small money. Until you convert it to naira. That is the way big men talk. Hope you understand me now. I'm a big man. So I'm thinking in like big man. I'm not a big man. So if you are expecting dollars, that tongue means I'm a big man. Praise the Lord. Hey, this ministry has been dollarized. We are thinking in that dimension. That is my mindset. I'm not thinking in naira. Hallelujah. When we finish with that calculating, our budget is being drawn in dollars. Amen. So when you want to be compatible for a dollar lifestyle, you have a dollar account. Do you understand? If you want to travel outside the country, the first thing you do is what? What will you do first? You get a passport, then what? You get a visa. Is that not true? That means you are compatible for traveling. Come on, is that not true? If you want to build a house, what is the first thing you will do? Get a land, get a plan. That means you are becoming compatible for owning a house. So there are things you do that makes you compatible with encounters. And the first one we'll be looking at today is prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting is a master key that makes you compatible. That makes you compatible for encounters. It makes it possible for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to be a professional keyboard player, you exercise your finger that your finger become flexible. It's true, yes. Well, we call fingers exercise. Hallelujah. Somebody can play the keyboard for 30 minutes and 1 hour. If you don't play the keyboard, you will think it's easy. Until they put you there. And then after 2 minutes, you are tired. Is that not true? After 2 minutes, you are tired. So there are things you do that makes you compatible. So what is fasting? Fasting means abstaining from food or eating little food for a period of time. To fast means to abstain. That is the one. There are many types of fast. But the one we are talking today is abstinence from food. Or eating little food. For a period of time. Hallelujah. Now, all of us here are past secondary school. Most of us here are graduate. If you are past secondary school and have not fasted for 7 days, you are behind schedule. Tell your neighbor. If you are past secondary school and you have not fasted 7 days, you are behind schedule. And if you have passed university, and you have not fasted for 21 solid days, you are far behind schedule. Hallelujah. And then if you are a graduate and you have not done 40 days, you are far behind schedule. Hallelujah. There are certain things that will never happen to your life. You see, as I'm shaking, you're laughing. God, my responsibility is to preach it. When you meet God, I know I've told you. Is that not true? That's my own responsibility. You will never reach certain levels in life without fasting, no matter who you are. Including demons, demon worshippers. Hope you know that. Do you know they fast? All of you at university, go and ask. If you see any cult guys, ask them. Do you fast in your cult? They will tell you they fast. Yes. Hallelujah. See people sleep in a graveyard to get power. 7 days without food. 21 days without food. Have you heard stories like that at all? At least you watch a Nigerian movie. They are true. Hey. Okay. First to acquire power. Hallelujah. There's a level of money. You must understand that money is spiritual. More spiritual than anything. Praise the Lord. A example of people that fasted and became compatible for encounters. That means after they fasted, they had encounters. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you understand? After they fasted, that was when their encounter began. And as you hear this word and begin to fast, your encounter will start. The first example is the example of Moses. In Exodus 24, from verse 18 to 20, and then Exodus 34, from verse 28 to 30, Moses fasted for 40 days two times. Now, is the only pastor that can fast for 40 days? Answer a question, please. Is the only dominion? Is the only pastor that can fast for 40 days? It's only pastors, but you're a keyboardist. You know me. I'm called to the sound music industry. I don't need to fast. You're only pastor. Demons have no respect for what you do. Hope you know that. Your ancestral demons, Igala demons, they don't care whether you're an instrumental pastor. They pursue you. Is that not true? Business people are more spiritual than some pastors. Are you aware?
Yes.
More spiritual. The first thing that happened to Moses when he fasted for 40 days was his face began to glow. The Bible says when he came down, he didn't even know his face has changed. But the people that saw him took off. Because they began to see the glory of God, deny himself with fasting and prayer for 40 solid days. I was together. Something will happen to you after you fast. You may not know, but it is happening. Do you understand me now? It is gradual, it is pseudo, but something is changing in you. Staying with that food for 40 days. Mante eluda kabraga da shata. 40 days. No, something must change. Do you understand me now? You are adjusting and configuring your spirit for an encounter. So the second example is the example of Elijah. In 1 Kings 19 from verse 8 to 12. Elijah fasted for another 40 days. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And then he came out and said, there will be no rain. I have made men of God that in crusade, I have myself been in crusade and we pray that rain should not fall and rain wait us. You understand what I'm talking about? He went to crusade and prayed that Lord, let the rain not fall, but inside the crusade, the rain soaked you. But Elijah on his own said, no rain, and 3 years, no rain. And then you say, where is the God of Elijah? Where is the Elijah of God? Is that not true? Where is the God? Do what Elijah do. Fasted for 40 days. You before crusade, you are watching movie. You are watching Arsenal Manu. You are eating as if you are going for a cook eating competition in the crusade. Is that not true? You have the ministration. I can remember those days when you are in campus. When they say, you have 5 minute intercessory prayer. We'll fast for 3 days. I'm telling you. That Monday, they are delivering lecture. My head is not in the lecture. So it's for 5 minute ministration. And then when you come, you begin to scream thunder and fire. 5 minutes. You will fast like you want to die. That was when I mastered the art of preparing before every ministration. Because a ministration can change a life forever. Are we together? Yes. Don't take any 5 minute ministration for granted. Don't take any time. Don't say it's only 20 minutes now. No. Heavy sermons that really end 1 hour, 30 minute message. The part that you got is may not be even up to 5 minutes of the message. Hope you know that. You can consecrate anointing in 20 minutes that you achieve what somebody will not do in 3 hours. There are churches that start from 8 a.m. and finish by 4 p.m. Do you know, is it true? How many hours are services in Living Faith Church? 1 hour, 45 minutes. But what happened in that 1 hour, 45 minutes does not happen to those people that start from 8 to 4:30. You see, it's not by the length of the time. Their word preaching is less than 30 minutes, 40 minutes. But in that 30 and 40 minutes, deliverance, healing, emancipation, everything happens. So time has a play, but it's not the time. With heavy concentration, you can achieve a lot. All together. So Elijah fasted and became compatible for a heavy dose of encounter. The second person is Daniel. Daniel chapter 9 and verse 3. Anybody able to read Daniel chapter 9 verse 3? And then Daniel chapter 9 from verse 10 to 22. But somebody read Daniel 9 verse 3. Daniel fasted and became compatible with the encounter. What does he say? And he set his face unto the Lord.
To seek by prayer and supplication.
To seek by what? Prayer and supplication, yes.
With fasting.
With fasting.
And sackcloth.
Come on, it's okay, ma. Now, he began to seek God with what? Prayer, fasting, and supplication. So, if prayer does not work at fasting, are we together? If prayer does not work what? At fasting. This kind, that a kind of demon that does not go by unduly's word, by what? Do you see that scripture in the Bible? There are demons that are analog. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. They were there when Jesus was alive. Before they separated Koja and Kwara, they have been in this land. They have been here. When we came to this land, they watched us coming. Analog. Hallelujah. That time he said, go out, they don't hear that until you consecrate your spirit. You become leper. Another example is John the Baptist. Now, all of us say, Kai, Daniel operated in wisdom. But you not read the fact that he prayed and fasted. Then God opened up his life. John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 3 verse 4. The Bible says he was in the wilderness perpetually fasting. Until the day of his appearance. Matthew 3, 4. Anybody there? Yes, Mint?
Now John wore a garment of...
John wore a garment of what?
Camel's hair.
Yes.
And a leather belt around his waist.
Yes.
And his food was locust and white honey.
Come on, yeah. Now his food was locust. Don't forget I said fasting means abstaining from food or eating little food. Are we together? Now let me ask you a question. Everybody look at me. See. Let's say you have been looking for a child till when you are 55 years old. And God gave you one son. How will you take care of that child as a father? Do you think that child will ever lack food? Do you think he will ever lack clothes? And then your father is a high priest. Think about what you ever lack. That was the case of John the Baptist. The only child of an old age of his father. That means food was not his problem. Clothes was not his problem. But for his destiny to open up, he had to fast like that. This was somebody that they said they prophesied before they came. He started, he was baptized with the Holy Spirit in his mother tongue. You, when were you baptized with the Holy Ghost? When were you baptized? If somebody like that could be fasting, that means we are behind. Is that not true? Come on, are we not behind? People say, of all the prophets that lived, nobody was great as John the Baptist. That means John the Baptist was greater than Moses. Greater than Elijah. Greater than Daniel. Greater than Isaiah. But look at the fasting. But the Bible says all of us that are New Testament believers, we are greater than him. That is our position, but we have to activate it by prayer and fasting. Praise the Lord. The next example is Apostle. Is Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 4 from verse 1 to 14. Now, Jesus Christ fasted, but you say you will not fast. And then you want to have encounter. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 4, the Bible says he was, the Holy Spirit led him. How many of you have been led by the Holy Spirit to fast before? The Holy Spirit doesn't lead you to fast. He only leads you to eat. How many of you have been led to fast by the Holy Spirit before? Let me see your hands up. Don't mean that you have not been led. Now the Holy Spirit is speaking through me. Lamaya labaya dadosa. Hallelujah. You have not been led to fast. Are you serious? You must be led. You have been led. Maybe you just need to hear that voice. You bind the spirit. There must be food in my stomach. Jesus Christ was led to the wilderness to fast and pray for 40 days. Now, if you are led to fast, you must fast. Are we together? And then if you are not being led to fast, something is wrong with you. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If you have not been led to fast, something is what? He said, you're hearing, you're not hearing, or you're refusing to hear. The Holy Spirit is speaking, you say, I refuse to hear. But you will become wiser in the name of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul prayed and fasted in 2 Corinthians 6 verse 5 and then 2 Corinthians 11 verse 27. The Bible says, in fasting often. That means he was often, always fasting. Are we together? In fastings often. In fastings often. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20 from verse 3 to 25. The Bible says, when he was surrounded by people, he took time to pray and to fast. And then we hear the story of when they began to stand by the instructions of God. And then in Ezra, also in Ezra 8:21. So these are many people that fasted and then had encounters. And then your story will not be different in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what does prayer and fasting do to you? Prayer and fasting do four things to everybody. Five. Hallelujah. Anytime you fast, you begin to expect these things. What does prayer and fasting do to me? The first thing is prayer and fasting heightens your sensitivity to the realm of the spirit. Prayer and fasting does what? Heightens your sensitivity to the realm of the spirit. That was the same thing that happened in Daniel chapter 9 from verse 3 to 22. And then Daniel 2 Chronicles chapter 20. From verse 3 to 25. When he began to fast, the Lord spoke to him. Hallelujah. It heightened. How many of you have ever fasted and then your sensitivity, you begin to hear God easily? Has it happened to us before? David, when you fasted, do you hear God easily? No. Say yes. You must say yes. Hallelujah. Fasting heightens your sensitivity. The word of God should be exciting. Is it not true? Fasting, high tea. You know, he was not answering me. To me, that was not anymore. It must be yes. Because no, that is true. The more you fast, your sensitivity heightens. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes. It becomes easy to pick instructions. Talk about people say they go for a retreat. They're asking God and they didn't hear and then they begin to fast. Your sensitivity becomes higher. You want to know the will of God. That's why some people say fast. Why? Because the more you stay with that food, your sensitivity becomes sharper. You will know what God wants you to do. The second thing that fasting and prayer does to you is prayer and fasting subdue the human flesh and reasoning. It subdues your human flesh. It subdues your reasoning. Then it activates your spiritual tentacles. Acts chapter 13 verse 2. Prayer and fasting does what? Subdues the human flesh. And it subdues your reasoning. Then it activates your spiritual tentacles. Acts 13 verse 2. What does this say? Bible said the disciples fasted and prayed. And the Holy Ghost said to them, separate unto me, Paul and Barnabas. I was praying and fasting and the Lord gave us instruction for the next year. All together. Praying and fasting, the Lord said, do this and do this. Praise God. You discover that when you are fasting, the energy to quarrel reduces. The energy to fight reduces. Is that not true? Yes. Try and fast on the second day of a try fast. And then come outside. Let somebody insult you and say, call your father, your mother, insult your ancestors. You say, God bless you. You that before the person say one, you give him three. You will not even have the energy to stand very well. You're looking for a seat to stand. Is it that one will be fighting? No. It subdues your human strength. And then you become sharp. At that moment, that time you used to fight, the Holy Spirit will be saying, keep quiet, you're not here. But now, even if the Holy Spirit whisper, keep you, he says, yes, sir. Hallelujah. It activates your spiritual tentacles. You will begin to hear as you begin to fast. Say amen. You will begin to fast and you will begin to hear. Those senses that you say you don't use to hear God, they will open up when you begin to fast. And you become easy. Now, many of you have had strange encounters in church. Remember, I told you that. The more you hear your pastors, the Bible says the angel, every pastor is an angel. Have I told you that one? Okay, David, you remember? Every pastor is what? An angel. The Bible says, write a letter to the church in Ephesus. To the church in Smyrna. And then when the letter arrived, there was a man of God that received the letter. True. Yes. So every time you come to church, an angel is talking to you. Prophesying to you. Many people have had encounter, but because they could not pick it. Because the man of God was wearing a blue suit, they will take it light. But if the man of God was wearing a white flashy gown, and then his eyeball is white, and then he has wings, say, "Oh boy, God is speaking to me. God is speaking to me." Is that not true? Yes. But if you are sensitive in the spirit, you will receive instruction that you don't need dream. I understand what I'm talking about. You don't need to see. I believe that. I want to see angels, but I don't need to see an angel till I die. That's my belief. I don't need to see Jesus Christ before I die. I don't need to see a cherubim. I don't need it. If God desired to show me a cherubim or a seraphim before I die, I take it. I don't know. If God decided to send an angel to bring a message to me, I'm okay. If Jesus decided to appear to me one day, I'm okay. But now the word of God is enough for me. Okay, I believe it. If the Bible said the angel spoke to me, or I believe the Holy Spirit, I don't need to say an angel. They say go to the king. If I hear God now, or my spirit, I will move. I believe it. Praise God. So fasting and prayer activate your spiritual tentacles. You begin to hear God. You begin to see God. You begin to feel Him. The more you fast. Number three. Prayer and fasting give one focus and direction for encounters. What did I say? I can't hear you. Prayer and fasting give one what? Focus and what? Direction for encounters. In Luke chapter 3, you know that, have you ever seen people say they are doing retreat and they travel to a particular place? Has it ever happened to you before? Most times when I'm having retreat, my lines are off. Because sometimes you can be tempted, I'm expecting a message of somebody on WhatsApp. Let me check my WhatsApp. Sometimes somebody can even call you and say, kini kini ko, and then you don't be angry. Somebody can just distract you for one call. Is that true? Yes. So when my line are off, or now, I've now begun to learn that you can leave your phone on and not pick the call and then return the calls later. Is that true? I am not an MTN server. I am not an MTN customer care server. I am what? A what? Say what I am. I am what? A pastor. I am a man of God. I am not called to answer calls. That is not my primary assignment on earth. That you say you called me and I didn't pick. I am not working for MTN. I am working for God, and there are times I need to pray. You will not be angry with a soldier if he doesn't pick your call on duty. Will you be angry? No. You will not be angry with a pilot when he's flying. As a matter of fact, if you are flying, the pilot's phone is on airplane mode. Even if you are not a pilot, they have put your phone automatically in airplane mode. True, yes. Yes. Will you not complain to a pilot? Say, I call you and your pastor, he doesn't pick your call. My primary assignment is not to pick your call. I have to pray to God to be relevant to you. The reason why you call me now is because I prayed before. If you will call me tomorrow, I need to pray now. Do you understand me now? I cannot withdraw and become a full-time MTN server. No, there are days my lines are off. If you have a problem, God will reveal it to me in the spirit. As I'm praying in tongues, your problem is being solved. If my prayer in tongues of retreat it cannot solve it, which kind of prayer will solve it? Is that not true? Yes. So when you begin to pray and fast, you separate yourself. And let me tell you something. Most of my messages, 99.999%, I got them in my retreat. At that moment, I'm not thinking about anything else. God will begin to speak to me. I carry my phone. I write it down immediately. I can. This message, I got it in a retreat. Yes. Everything I got it. As I'm like that, God will begin to speak to me. All together. Because I am more focused. I'm not thinking about expecting a call. I'm not thinking about going out. I'm not thinking about food. I'm not thinking about what to wear. I am indoor. Prayer and fasting gives one focus and direction for encounters. Now you are receiving wisdom. Number 4 thing that happens to you during prayer and fasting is it enables your reception and sustenance of encounters. It enables what? Your reception and then your sustenance of encounters. There are things that God cannot give you because you cannot receive them. Like I said earlier on. True or false? You'll be able to receive God's instruction easily when you fast. And then you can sustain it. How many of you have ever slept before and woke up and then you forgot the dream? And you know that dream was from God. How many of you have ever had encounters and then you forgot about it? How many of you have ever had feasts, you were in a life scenario and then something is unfolding before your eye and then it will be like, I've seen this before. Has that happened to you? All of us. You see, that means your spirit knew it, but when you woke up, Indomie will not allow you to remember it. Yes! You could not sustain that encounter. But there is some, there is a realm you can wake up with everything in your spirit and it comes to you with the physical. And then you can sustain it. Many times God has spoken to us, but all of us here notified that that's happened to you. Why? Because your spirit could not sustain the encounter. It's like sending an Android message to a Symbian phone. Have you ever seen sending an MMS message to a Java phone? Do you understand what is Java? All of you are Android generation. Do you understand Java phone? Have you ever tried sending an MMS to a Java phone? Have you ever tried it? You have not? Try it. Look, okay, Java phone nowadays are hard. But look for somebody that have a Java phone. Try. You will see that the messages you send will be sending XYZ or something. It will say that the phone cannot read it. Do you understand? The same message sent to another Symbian or another Android phone, it can read it. So the problem is not the message. It's the receiver. When I was much younger, we used to have this NTA, we used to have this black and white TV. And then there is antenna outside. One would be outside turning the antenna, one would be inside giving direction. It does not do. Turn very well. Gradually, it's okay. How many of you did it? Kind of thing? All of you are Ajabota, hallelujah. Oh, we did it. It's a peak signal. See, the problem is not that signal is not on the sky. But your antenna is substandard. There are remote, in those generations, that time, I know there are families that have remote antennas. That in their room, they can point and the antenna will turn where the cast signal it stays. So see, the problem is the receptacle. Sometimes the TV will be showing, but it's not very, very clear. So it's not as if the channel are not transferring a perfect signal, but your receptacle is poor. So it's not as if God is not speaking. It's not as if God is not communicating, but you cannot receive it. When God speaks to you, you convert it to Yoruba movies, or you convert it to Nigerian movies. You convert it to Nigeria. Hallelujah. When you become sensitive, say hallelujah. Your receptacle is getting better. When you say amen, that means you're going to fast. Is that right? Is that the meaning of the amen? You begin to fast and receive and sustain your encounters. People that used to see visions before and you have stopped, return to fasting and those visions will come back. Do you understand what I'm talking about at all? If there is something that used to happen to you before and it has stopped, when you begin to fast, they will return. And let me tell you something, the way you get something is the way you maintain it. If you got something by fasting, you maintain it by what? Fasting. If you got something by worshiping, you maintain it by what? Worshiping. The way you get something, there will not come a time when you say you will not fast. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Finally, prayer and fasting boost your concentration. And then it heightens your access to revelation. Matthew chapter 16 verse 16. It boosts your concentration. There is a popular message by Apostle Arome, Mastering Appetite. How many of you listen to that message? Moreover, when you fast, be not as a hypocrite of a sad countenance, hallelujah. For they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Now in that message, Mastering Appetite, Apostle Arome said, if you have a problem with lust, what, how many days did he recommend? 7 days, right? No. When you have your problem with talking, you talk too much, it's 7 days. I think lust is 21 days. It's the one that have highest, yes. When you, Domino, as you're going to FUL, you see ladies now, you know universities where ladies are licensed to look like prostitutes. You understand what I'm talking about? Because they are father, you see them in their home. They are very decent, but when they come to university, they wear micro mini skirts. They wear tight trousers that you could see their nakedness without thinking. They wear clothes that are revealing spaghetti, micro spaghetti, everything. And then they will come and bend in front of you. David and Dominion, the Lord is your strength. The solution to that situation is prayer and what? Say prayer and fasting. You will turn your eyes. Know that everything on schedule, you will begin to look twice. You can control yourself. You are dead to that appetite. All together. See, don't say it's not possible, though. Because I was once in your shoe. I was once in university. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Don't say body not be firewood. My body do must not firewood. But it can be what? Controlled. It can be what? Controlled. Don't say you are feeling like you put your hand in a waist. Everybody felt it, but you can control it. Say, I receive grace. You are saying it very well. You are receive grace to boost my concentration by fasting in Jesus' name. Try this experiment, all of you guys. I can remember when I tried it. I was in a 3 days fast. You know, small movie, you begin to have an erection. Two of us. Or a small lady. Two of us. You're looking at me as you don't know what I'm looking at. Two of us. You don't have an erection. I remember, I said, maybe on the second day, you know, fasting, second day, second night. I begin to think every thought that used to give me erection before. The body, the brain will not even think it went. No. Let the lady stand naked before you. You will be impotent. I tell you. So in case you say anytime you go to our house, the problem is when I see her, my body is doing me. I cannot hold myself. Go to her house fasting. Do you hear me? Go to her house what? Go to her house second day of fast. Meet her in the bedroom. You will be looking at her like this. You will not do anything. See, it is wisdom I'm giving you now. You are not hearing me. If it's your problem, fast it. You can boost your concentration. Hallelujah. You need energy to have sex. Hope you know that. Do you know? You're saying yes, sir. How do you know? Praise God. Pray and fast. Boost your concentration. The Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Now, what are the pathways to an effective prayer and fasting lifestyle? What are the pathways to effective prayers and fasting lifestyles? Number one is having a revelation of prayer and fasting. Isaiah 58 is a good scripture when you want to understand prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Have a revelation. Don't fast because we say you should fast. Understand why you should fast, how you should fast, when you should fast. Are we together? Understand it. Look for revelation. Understand why you should fast, how you should fast. Have a revelation about it. Praise God. Number two, make prayer and fasting a routine exercise. In Matthew chapter 9 verse 15 and 2 Corinthians 11, 25, make prayer and fasting what? A routine exercise. A Christian is not a serious Christian if he doesn't fast every week. Say it with me. A Christian is not serious if he doesn't fast every week. You must have a routine fasting schedule. Or at least a monthly schedule. Somehow. Don't say our church did not lead us to fast. If you discover that as a church, ever since we came, since we started this year, how many times did we call for general fasting? Just twice, right? This is November. So if you are waiting for the church to be calling for fasting, but ask me about my personal fasting and prayer life. If I say members should be fasting, they say, hey, we came to kill us, or we are here, we have to kill us. They will say, I want to kill them. Is that true? Yes. So if they are calling for us to call for prayer and fasting, you may not fast. Hallelujah. Yes. You must have a routine, but I have taught here severally, develop a lifestyle of prayer. Pick a day of the week that say, every Monday I have a luta with food. At least to 12, at least to 3, at least to 6. And then take out 2 hours, 3 hours and blast in tongues. And see if your life will be the same after 3 months. Praise God. It will never be the same. Have a routine fasting life. At least one time a week. Or 3 days stretch in a month. Pray and fast. How many of you will develop that? I know some of you, most of us have it already. If you don't have it, say, I'll develop it. Now you said it before God, Lord, bear me witness. Now say, if you don't have it, say, I'll develop it. And the memory says, so pick a date right now. I'll give you 1 minute. Pick a date. Pick a date. Pick a date. I want to seal that date in the realm of the spirit for you. Pick a date. I'm talking about, have you picked a date? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for them. The Lord, that day is guaranteed for fasting. A night before, speak to them. That day may food not be available. May they have promissory note of food in the evening. And when they want to break, Lord, may they have something good to break with. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, some of you are not answering amen when I was praying for the fasting, or when I'm praying for food to break with. Now, God has answered your prayer in Jesus' name. The amen was loud that year. What's happening? You have it in Jesus' name. Number three, add the word of God as a foundation in your fasting exercise. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. And then Jeremiah 36 verse 6. Add the word of God. Anytime you fast, listen to a message. Play audio Bible. Read the Bible. Are we together? Are we together? A fast without the word of God is not a fast. I was listening to Prophet Makandua. He said something that blew my mind. Your spirit doesn't grow by what you deny it from. But your spirit grows by what you fed it with. The more you take the word of God, your spirit man will grow. My spirit man is bigger than my physical body. You know that you believe me, it's like that. My spirit man has his part. I'm telling you. Pray that God will reveal myself to you. I pray that God will open your eyes to see who am I, who I am in the realm of the spirit. Scripture, I'm not like this. I'm bigger, heavier than this. I am weightier. What I can handle in the spirit is the reason for my strength in the physical. Nothing takes me aloof. Come on, spirit is bigger than it. Hallelujah. So the way you are looking means, let your spirit man can be bogus, heavy, weighty. So that amen from your mouth is not amen ordinary. You are blessed is not the same as you are blessed ordinarily. Are you get that? Yes. Let the word of God get you. Be soaked with scriptures. Read the Bible. Hey. Say with me, I will read the Bible. I will take the word of God serious. In the name of Jesus. And then finally, pray and fast with a purpose and a focus. Pray and fast with a purpose and what? With a focus. There was a reason when Daniel took out time to pray and fast. There was a reason why all the people Israel fasted. Pray and fast with a purpose. Don't just say, I'm not eating. Hallelujah. Why are you not fast? Why are you not eating? You should have a reason. Why are you fasting? I don't know. I'm supposed to say we should fast, so I'm fasting. I did not say that. Hallelujah. Did I say that? No. Say, I have a reason when you are fasting. Today's fast is dedicated to my mind. My mind must think correctly. All this bad thought must die. The reason is a reason to fast. Yes. My mind must open up. I am not understanding chemistry. Chemistry, fire must enter. If Jesus Christ was taught chemistry, he will understand. True, yes. My brain must understand chemistry. Palido eriga baya. The Bible says, is the spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. That spirit will quicken your mortal body. Is your brain part of your mortal body? So the Holy Spirit can, and you don't understand any of the Holy Spirit, my brain must open. Leruda. How many of you have read the story of the Duke Olukoya? Yes. By spirituality, the mind open. Are we together? Wake up another morning, pray and fast. The way Kogi stated it must change. Lord, the way I am dressing, I'm not okay with this. Begin to fast for that. It's not a good reason to fast. If your shoe is giving you a prayer point, fast on it. It will change. See, life is spiritual, guys. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you. You will wake up in the morning and somebody will bring your exact size to your house. I'm telling you. Somebody will just call you, David, I want to buy a shoe for you. Which type do you want? How much do you need it? You will mention the shoe and he had the money to buy it for you. Like that. You need a phone. Begin to declare and say, 7 hours phone must come. Infinite kulidiga bagadashta. Infinite north. Kituduba araga. Come. Paya. You see, it's like that. You see, it's like, you think it's a joke now, but it's like that. When you pray, somebody will just wake up. I have not remembered the son of my, that my brother's son. That is your uncle now. I'm thinking. I've never done something for him. And every time that son is very, very respectful. Anytime I go, he welcome me. I want to do him something good. You just call your mother. Ah, it's your son. Is he close? Let me talk to you on phone. How are you? How are you? How is school? Are you browsing? What type of phone is it? Uncle, I don't have phone. No. You don't have phone? What type of phone do you have? How much is it? 55,000. 55,000, you will think he will shout. Send your account number now. Send your account number 2 minutes. I'm gang, gang, gang. 60,000. He said transport is the 5,000 naira. See, it's like that. That's the way it happens. You see, but it will just happen to him. To him, he will be thinking he just remembered you. But the Holy Spirit made him to remember you. Do you understand me now? Yes. You can fast and pray for anything in life. You must not take anything for granted. Hallelujah. You want to have a good girlfriend. You know, I'm teaching you that you must marry on time. Begin to fast and pray. JSS 2, I was praying, Lord, I want a good wife. I'm not cheating, let her not be cheating. I'm not pursuing another girl, let her not be pursuing another man. Not another man be pursuing her. I knelt down, people are sleeping siesta. I was praying. God has over-answered the prayer. Over-answer. You just say, I love you because you're so fine status on WhatsApp. Would see this be? You go like that, I am telling you, you marry Jezebel. Yeah. You think you have a good voice? Hello, good evening, means. Good evening. Yeah, very gentle. Come and say, good evening, sir. How are you? In the rehearsal, very, you know, by that one. Hallelujah. Don't be deceived. Hey. Until when you married, I remember one pastor was telling us, BCC, when I was doing one of my Bible school. He said, his wife was very, very gentle before he married us. Was very quiet. I think she cannot. Until when he married, he said, hey! He said, Jesus Christ. He was shocked. They are married. The woman was in the same class. Okay, she was in that same, but in the next class, she was in the class. Then I remember the story the husband gave. And when she was in the class, she was manifesting her color. I said, no wonder. But before he married her, she was like a dove. She cannot have a fly. Don't be deceived by physical action. Hallelujah. Physical gentility. Have you seen somebody I want to marry? When you just stand up, the person will jump. Just to marry. And then he has married, and then he has entered the house. Now we are here. You cannot divorce me. And bless God, you are a pastor. Your case is complex. Is that true? So you can pray and fast when you want to get to a relationship. God will lead you right. It is very, very beautiful when you marry the first person you meet. Now, if you don't have that kind of opportunity, you cannot. It is not good to repeat multiple relationships. It affects you. All together. Hallelujah. It's not good to become promiscuous, and then when you have promiscuous life, a promiscuous lifestyle, it becomes difficult to become faithful to one person. Become very, very difficult. And then some people have the boldness and the audacity to say you cannot be eating a goosey for every day of your life. You heard all kind of statement now. Have you heard all kind of statement? Yes. And people make you with all confidence. Some people, village people are powerful, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Very, very powerful. There's a height of stupidity. Height. Rise to power infinity. Multiply by infinity. Hallelujah. But you are not those kind of people in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, rise on your feet. As you begin to fast, I declare that your life is open to encounters. In the name of Jesus. In the midst of the fast, you will hear your voice. Say, move right, move left. Start this business. Move to this city. Do this in the name of Jesus. As you begin to fast, encounters with celestial beings. As you begin to inculcate the word of God, your mind open up. As you fast with focus, Every area you bombard must open up. In the name of Jesus Christ. Encounters are your portions. You are not permitted to live a life barren of encounters. Solid, concretized testimonies. Solid encounters that cannot be doubted. And may your life begin to bear proofs. May your life begin to bear proofs. Listen to me. See, I am your shepherd. Anywhere I go, you are permitted to come there. Did you hear what I said? Anything that happened in my life can happen in your life. If you follow well. Is that not true? If I'm not broke, you are not permitted to be broke. If I'm not stranded, you are not permitted to be stranded. If I am favored, you are not permitted to be if I am favored, you are not permitted to be disfavored. If I enjoy grace, you are not permitted to be disgraced. Your life must open up in the name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed. This November will not end until God prove himself to be the God that calls you and the God that you serve in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.